So we're going to go back to something we mentioned last week about Mechiras Chametz. I want to discuss a little bit about Mechiras Chametz. Now, Lamaisa, this is usually Halacha Shir. So we talk about Halacha Lamaisa. And Halacha Lamaisa, Vada, Yedda, Eine, everyone should do their minig of Mechiras Chametz, whatever it is you sell. Yeah, Chametz Gomer, Nisht Chametz Gomer. You sell whatever you want to sell.
Right.
And that's the minig. And I'm not coming to, at any way, to be mefakpik on the minig. On the minig and the hanhaga and that which was given over for many, many dairis to sell chametz. That's the hakdama as far as the halacha goes.
That's called the disclaimer. However,
for the purposes of limud, and it requires the mice its own shir b'fnei atzmo, and I want to cover a lot of ground tonight. But maybe one time we'll give a whole shiur just on this inyan. I just do want to point out a little bit the halacha issues revolving around Mechiras Chametz.
Oh, it's going to scare the heck out of me. I see that already. I'm already nervous.
Okay, so the first thing is that when you sell chametz to the guy, we try to make it as serious as possible. Because if we don't want to make a joke out of it, it's a deraisa and an issa derabanan. It's the get issa deraisa that you're owning the chametz, and it's the get issa derabanan that after Pesach you're going to be eating the chametz that was sold. So lemaisa, the first thing is that the guy has to take ownership of the chametz. He has to own it. So it means you have to give him. You have to make a kinyan with the guy. So the first issue that that you have to be ma'ayan into is which kinyan works for the guy. How's the guy actually being kind of the chametz? So we paskin that except for Rashi, all the Rishonim hold that kesef does not work by a guy. A guy can not kind of things with giving a yid money. Kesef goy to a guy maybe, but goy to himself to a yid is not kind of with kesef. So he's only kind of with mashicha. He has got to take actual physical possession of the chametz. So the Mishabura says, like it says by Bukhar, if you want to sell your Bukhar to a guy to get out of a Bukhar problem, so you have to do Mashicha and Kesef. Now obviously we're not doing Mashicha nowadays, because Mashicha would mean that the guy has to physically take physical possession of all the chametz. Now obviously he's not taking physical possession of all the chametz. He's not going to Yosef Fishman's house. He's not coming to your house and taking out every single piece of Cheerios that you sold him. Right? So therefore, pashtus.
And how much to rub salt them for? Yeah. It's a good price. I mean,
if you get a cut, you say.
Yeah, maybe I'll take it.
Well, you always have to give the person a key or let him know you're...
Okay, well, so that's the first thing. So Mashiach is out and Kesef is out. Chotzer, normally a yid is kind of something's in his chotzer. So what you could do is you could sell him your land and then he'll be kind of the chotzer. The problem is the chotzer is not so pashtus. Because chotzer is kind of within shlichus, and we don't know if a guy has shlichus. It's not clear that a guy has shlichus. Then the next option is like a kinyan, like a satumta. So it's also not so posh if it works. You shouldn't do it by itself. The Bir Halacha says because it's only a kinyan darabanan. Bottom line is. It's only Eitza that really works perfect well is Kinyan Agav. Kinyan Agav means that you sell him or rent him a piece of karka, and along with the piece of karka, he's kinda the chametz. Okay, so that's the only Kinyan that really works on the works. The problem is the Ktsois HaChoshen holds that Kinyan Agav is only a Darabonu Deka Kinyan. It's not a Daraisa Deka Kinyan. And therefore, the guy doesn't own it Midaraisa. So therefore, that's a problem with the kinyan of agav, and the Mishabura says b'shas atzchak you can use it lechatchila. Like if you have no choice, you can use the kinyan agav lechatchila. Lemais the bottom line is that's the only kinyan that we have at our disposal. In the shas atzchak means you have no choice. Now what should I do? Okay, lechatchila you could do this. Right now, okay. So keeping that in mind. The Chasam Sofer says that you can use Kinyan Agav, and a lot of poskim said you can use Kinyan Agav, but I'm just saying the Lashon of the Bir Halacha is you should only use Kinyan Agav b'shas atchak l'chatchila, you could use it. So you have to know. What? No. So you're Chasam Sofer, you're saying.
No, I'm just curious.
Yeah. No. So my only thing is that that's poshut. Okay, that's one thing. The next inyan is The next issue that you have to get over when you're dealing with the mechiras chametz is the issue that the place can deal with. It's a shtickel harama. Harama means like who are you kidding? Basically, it's not a real sale. You're just trying to do it. You know the way that Bukhar Shar asks the harama. He says, "This guy, who are you getting to buy? Who's your guy that you're using?" Everyone's first suggestion. Who's your guy that you're using?
The cleaning guy.
The cleaning guy. Very good. Right. Exactly. That's the first choice. That's the first choice that anyone you ask them. Which guy should I use? The cleaning guy. Right. So now, I don't know. So Lamaisa. The problem with that is, so the Choshar says, all of a sudden, this guy went into the real estate business. So this guy doesn't have a penny to his name. All of a sudden, he's buying $10,000 worth of schnapps, and he's becoming a wheelie dealer. You know, like what's going on over here? And you, yeah, I'm a simple Jew. All of a sudden, I'm buying, selling chametz. It doesn't make the whole thing doesn't make sense. That's the Bukhar Shar asks. And second of all, your intention is fully to get it back. So it's a total aroma. So the Nishma Sadam, the Chayadam, brings down the Bukhar Shar. And he says, it's true, it's aroma. But first of all, we find many places that aroma works on a deraisa level also. Because who cares? Your intention is that you're not taking it seriously. Bottom line is, you sold it. So I don't care what your intention is.
It's not yours.
It's not yours. And second of all, he says, bottom line is that they were matirit because it was a big shasat chak. People were in the schnapps business. So a guy who's in the schnapps business, what's he supposed to do?
He loses his business.
He loses all parnasa.
That's what I want.
Yeah. So the guy who's in the schnapps business, he says, and the Mishnah Sotah says even more, he says it was really only for the wholesalers. It wasn't for the retailer. Well, the retailer, the guy that sells the schnapps, so don't buy it. Don't buy it. By Purim time, start lowering your stock, and you'll know that you'll know what you need.
Half price.
Liquidation. People don't have any chametz in the
liquidation.
Okay, so that's what he says. But therefore, the harama b'chegav, they were matirit, whatever. So these two issues are two major pikpukim, you know, issues with the whole with mechiras chametz. So that being said, avad, that's a minute, you know, everyone does that and everyone should follow their minute. I'm just saying that the Bukhar Shar, the Mishnah Sadam, is saying that so what's the Bukhar Shar's answer, by the way? The Bukhar Shar's answer is that it's only an Issa Derabanan we're dealing with, not an Issa Deraisa. Aye, has an Issa Derabanan? Has an Issa Derabanan, you own chametz, that's Issa Deraisa, because you're already doing bittul. You already did bittul.
Right.
But still in the house. Oh, so what in bittul? First of all, if I did bittul, then how do I sell it? And if I'm selling it to the, it's like, you know, very nice. I go to the guy, you want to buy his chametz?
He did before, he bittled it before, and then he went and gave it away.
Good, so if I did bittul, which one do I do first? Mimonoshach, which one did I do first? If I do the bittul first, then the sale undoes the bittul. Because I'm repossessing the chametz to sell it. So I undid the bittul. Because I can't sell something I was mevatel. Goy, I have some worthless chametz that's like dust of the earth that it doesn't belong to me. Do you want it? And not only that, you got to give me some good money.
Now, especially right? For Pesach.
So you can't do it. So doing the bittul and then the sale. So the sale undoes the bittul. If you do this, the sale undoes the bittul.
So because we're ready to do the sale first.
Oh, so do the sale first. So if you do the sale first,
so
then the Mishnah Sadam says,
yours. He's got it.
What?
If you sold it, it's not yours.
No. But then you're on the tzad that it's not yours. On the tzad that it's not yours, yeah. You'll do the bittul.
So in other words, the sale takes effect before you do.
But Mishnah Sadam says that di'inish lav amidi di'lav brashusei, whatever. You can't. Bittul's not going on the things that you sold already.
Then it's perfect. What's
wrong? Huh? No, but the thing that you thought, it's a neder b'toyis, brings a raya, that if you're a mafker b'toyis, then you made a neder that kol mashem b'shus is also, it's not called a neder on the stuff that we were mafker.
So then do the bittul.
Okay, mamaisa. So if you do that, if you're going to go rely on that, so sell and then do the bittul. Lamaisa, you have to know when the rav that you're selling is when he's selling it. We don't do that usually, because you do bittul by 10 o'clock in the morning. He usually waits till the last minute, because there are people always calling up and sticking, oh, I have another bottle of shampoo or whatever that's not even chametz. I'm sticking, and I'm sticking it in over there, whatever. I thought I was going to eat another granola bar. So he waits till later. So most people are doing bittul before the sale.
He's not making a joke, by the way.
Huh? Unless you have shampoo that specifically got good stuff in it.
Like putting it in all the shampoo.
So stop it. Okay.
My mother used to get cards from all the block because they don't sell any chametz, and then they come pick it up after.
Oh yeah, they come.
Yeah,
they do.
Because my parents are obviously the modern Orthodox. They work, so don't you joke. So but they sold it. So, but there are a lot of people in the neighborhood that never sold chametz.
Right. So now. Right, exactly. So now like this. So between all these pikpukim, so there are some people that don't sell chametz gomer.
There are whole wheat shampoo.
There's some people that don't sell. But avada, most people, many people, have they do sell it, right? Because it's a sale. Fact, this is the minig. It works, and that's it. But depending on your minig, it's just interesting to note. If it's like, you know, if that's your minig, so then it's your minig. But I could hear like a guy saying, I have a half-eaten box of Cheerios. I didn't get around to finishing it. Just throwing it.
No. Love dafka. If it's open, they usually sell. If it's not open, if it's a full whatever, then it's a shade of value, whatever.
Right. Yeah, so now, the only thing I would say is that according to the Bechor Shor, that the way the bittul is, the way the mechir is working is because you're a mevatel. And then you're showing it's not important, and then you're selling it anyway if it is important. So that some of the posts can want to say that you can't go ahead and buy something or bring chametz into your shus specifically before Pesach to sell it and then use it after Pesach. Because then you're obviously not being mevatel.
What I was going to do is things are on sale now.
Oh, so guys, so there was two cases that came up. One case is the case that I remember was there was a case that there was going to be a Shabbos Sheva Brachos, Mamash Shabbos right after Pesach. So the lady wanted to bake all the rolls for the Shabbos Sheva Brachos before Pesach,
whoa,
and then freeze them, sell it, and then use them after Pesach.
Sounds really fresh stuff. Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. That's the simcha I want to do.
What?
No, no problem. I mean, I'm going to rewrite that check for sure. But anyway, just kidding.
The people are going to be like, no, but there the shaila is, you have the Bechor Shor. What are you? I'm being mevatel the chametz. None of this chametz is important to me. Oh, it's not. So why'd you go bake for 6 hours before Pesach to freeze it and then, right?
She finds that her freezer died.
Yeah, close, exactly. Close the freezer. The guy doesn't want his rolls to be stale. Right? I mean, so whatever. And the other case was this case that you mentioned, which is what?
Things are on sale. The chametz is on sale.
Yeah, the chametz is on sale. So a guy, we were saying the shir on Sunday, and a guy said that Taka, there was the rice pilafs or whatever, you know, these Near East stuff, whatever, were on sale. Buy one, get one free. So Imamish stocked up.
Bogo.
Imamish stocked up. No, it's couscous. It's wheat.
Oh.
He stocked up, and now, you know, he's gonna sell it. And he's like, now I'm not so comfortable with that because I bought it explicitly. I'm obviously not being mevatel. If I didn't think it was important, why 2 minutes ago did I buy it? Right. So it's a pirch on the whole bittel. So you don't necessarily have the before shor lomdis. Right.
The chel rules of the dach about because listen, you make common. Family does may eat some of them and they never know.
Right. So I told him, well, you can't. It's not shaykh to eat them before.
Exactly. Right.
He's like, I don't think if I sat down now and ate couscous straight away, I don't think I would finish it.
He would have to have at least another 10 guys eating with him, probably.
What's it called? So anyway, that's an interesting aura on the mechira. Now, obviously, when you're doing the mechira, so you make the rav or whatever, the shliach, to not only sell the chametz, but also to rent the mekaymos where the chametz is found. And you do that for two reasons. One is because you want to do it for the kinyan of agav, because you want them to be kind of the shliach, and agav that, be kind of the metaltons. Also, the halacha is you don't want the goy stuff in your house.
It's not in your house.
So maybe if you sell it, if you rent him, the mekaymos, then you're allowed. Now, what happens if... Oh, so two things. First of all, what happens if you're only a tenant? What if you're only a tenant? And if you're only a tenant, the halacha is, if your landlord is a yid, the halacha is you're not allowed to rent your area sublease to a guy.
You put it in the contract.
No, but you're not allowed to sublease to a guy. If your landlord is a yid, you're not allowed to sublease to a guy. Yeah. If you rent from a yid, you're not allowed to lease your property to a guy. So what's the story with that? What? But because already, the yid doesn't want a guy living in his property.
Or a closet.
What? I said if you're renting from a yid. Yeah. If I'm renting from a yid and I'm going away for a month, I want to sublet my apartment, I'm not allowed to rent it to a guy. Only to another yid.
Yeah, but you would rent it to a guy as a landlord.
Would I? If I would, why would I rent it to you? No, I wouldn't.
No, you said it. You
can't sublet.
Okay, my house.
Yeah.
No, but you're just doing it. It's not acting.
Yeah, in general, you're not allowed to. No, halacha, you're not allowed. In general.
Even if
so the question
agrees.
Is, a guy that's a tenant, no, if he agrees, he agrees. If a guy's a tenant, how does he do mechiras chametz? You have to rent the property where the chametz is to a guy. If I'm only a tenant, how can I rent the property to a guy?
You can't rent only one little section of it.
So there, the...
You only rent one little section where the chametz is, not the house.
So you're saying... So the place can... So the place can say, Lamaisa, what you do is that the tshuva and the shiva sin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, the shiva sin was the son of the Noid of Yehuda. So he writes over there that you should rent it to the guy, Al-Tanai, that he's only allowed to keep his stuff there and he's not allowed to live there. So since he's only allowed to keep his stuff there, not live there, it works enough for the chametz.
Storage.
Now, Rav Moshe Sternbach in the Moed HaMuzmanim is mefakpik on this whole thing. Because if that's true, it's not a real schiras. So who says you could be kind of the chametz agav that? Maybe agav only works when you're doing a real schiras, not like a half schiras. No, but the shiva sin says, since it's complicated, because this guy is renting from a yid, this guy's not renting from, it's very complicated, so maybe we just kept the standard shtar. And now across the board. Ah, so now... are you allowed to go into the room that you sold the chametz? So there we basically try to take it as serious as possible, and any area that you lemaisa rented out or sold to the guy, you shouldn't go in there. Now, if your mamash forgot something in there,
bring a shliach.
Let's see what it adds.
What?
Let's see what it adds.
No one. It's a storage area.
So you sold a drawer with a bunch of medicine in it.
Yeah.
There's band-aids in there and you need one.
Yeah, okay, so you're not going
to take off whatever you need to make in there.
But how does that, if that's really not good to do that. Agav, how does that work?
What?
If it's Kiddin Agav, how does that work? Because Kiddin Agav would also be non-chametz stuff.
No. The Kiddin Agav is only the stuff you intend to sell them. Not the stuff you don't intend
it's
to sell.
You rent the room.
And agav of the room, I'm giving you a kinyan in the chametz. Whatever it is, I want to give. Yeah.
If you have a room, anything that's written before 1986 is yours. Mine.
You could say whatever I'm being kind of to you. Yeah.
But he's saying, can you add it in?
Can you add like right before Pesach? Can you add stuff?
That's why the Rav usually waits till very late.
If the
Rav sat down with the guy, he took all the shliach, you know, everyone makes the Rav a shliach, he took all the shtaris, he sat everyone down, he sat with the guy at 10 o'clock. Now you 10:30 want to stick something in, it's too late. The guy was cutting what's in there, he's not cutting later stuff. If a piece of gold falls there, it's his?
Only chametz in your house.
You can't make a stipulation and
no, but he sells the chametz after
what?
That
if you decide to add something, it's basically free for him.
I don't think he's kind of it then.
So you can't just add stuff?
It's davar shelo b'loilam.
When did the Rav sell your chametz? He said most Rav sell the chametz. Close it to Pesach. Right, so at that time you can't
own
chametz. You're already mafker by the fire. If you do five things, you've got to throw it out and burn it.
Yeah, but you have to...
What are you doing?
It doesn't happen in that room. No, but you have a different reason. I'm saying because you have to do two reasons to do agav. One is to do the agav, and another is because you're not supposed to have the greatest chametz in your house. You need a mechitza. Oh, if you sold chametz and then you forgot to put it away with the chametz, that's what you mean. If you sold it,
yeah, of course.
course.
Oh, if you sold it, then you want to put it away. I thought you meant you found later on.
Was it
you got like.
Well,
I sold the chametz in my house.
Later on, you're like, you know, you thought you were gonna have this. You thought you were gonna have lunch. You put it away for lunch, and the mice, you didn't end up eating it for lunch. You're like, oh man, I have a sandwich left. Or whatever, the sandwich is not a good example, but whatever.
A box of cereal.
If you battle and you put it in his place, he's kind of automatically, no?
No, not necessarily, because the guy's not necessarily kind with chatzar.
Before you put it in,
he doesn't kind of chatzar?
Not necessarily, no, because the chatzar is kind of because of shlichus, and the guy doesn't have shlichus.
We're doing exactly,
like Kesef and Mashiach. That's why Kesef doesn't work for the guy, because Kesef works for us, Mendoza.
I guess you sold all your schnapps, your schnapps not in the room yet, so when you found your schnapps, it was really part of the
stuff. No, that's fine, yeah, that makes sense.
That's different, because you already had six bottles, five of the six ones to the other.
But let's say you got a Mashiach Manas in the mail.
And that you already sold, right, later on, you can't include anything in the Mechira, which is not meant to be in the Mechira. Now, Lamaisa, what the most common, like this, the areas that you sold, you shouldn't just go in and out all the time. If you forgot something in it, it's not much a problem. Okay, a section, I'm not talking about a section. I'm talking about if you have a part of the house that you sold, you shouldn't go in and out. You sold your garage. You shouldn't go in and out of there at all, if you can. If you mamash, whatever, shas atzchak, it seems like bakra, you can go in there. But now, the areas you're going to sell, let's say this guy sells his garage, or let's say you sell cabinets in your house. Do you have to do bedika on the stuff that you're going to sell to the guy? We discussed this last week a little bit. Do you have to? So the minhag olam is a ma'aseh that since it's going to be sold tomorrow, you're not going to own it on Pesach, so you don't have to do bedika. However, it's not so pasha. It's not so pasha because Leil Yudalad, you still own it.
The chametz you can eat for breakfast. You don't have to do bedika.
No.
You cover it up and you can eat it.
Yeah, but the Leil. But here, no. But this part of the house, Leil Yudalad, is completely mine. So the Maisa Mishabura brings down a chumrah to sell it before the bedika. Anything you don't want to sell. Yeah, but the Maisa, I don't know if that's done here so much.
We may give him the shot. Our minds are sold.
You can sell online. I don't see
what?
You can sell online.
Okay, so what about selling online? So the Maisa.
Wait, so what, Lamaisa, we don't have to check the places that you sold them?
And that's the minhag is not to.
So like if we have our pots and pans, if we sell chametz on our pots and pans, you don't have to like go scrape them off.
Okay, you don't have to sell. Now, the only thing is it really depends on your minhag. If your minhag is that you sell chametz gomer, then you don't have to do a bedik at all, right? But if your minhag, you don't really sell chametz gomer, you got to check, make sure there's no real chametz there, because you don't want to sell that. Okay, but I'm talking about a real piece, a cookie. I don't mean to mamash check, but open it and check if there's real pieces. Now, what about his thing? Are you allowed to do this online?
I don't do it online, eBay.
What?
I don't do it online.
Do okay, it online. I'm just saying.
Oh, sure, there's Star Market.
Fishman is an expert at something. No. So, Lamaisa, oh yeah, put it on eBay. See if anyone's going to buy your
bleed. They have the first pie in jail.
It says, I've written it on it.
Okay,
it cannot be Jewish.
So the
I paid for it. Could you sell it online?
Okay.
What,
so it looks like this.
If a Cheerio, it's a problem?
It's a,
what?
Because you make up to eat it.
It's like blue ski off. Yeah.
So now the things like this. So really, if you ever went to the Rav to sell the chametz, after he signs the things, he does a kinyan, pick up his pen,
right.
Make a shaykh. Why? Because you're doing a kinyan to be a man him for a shlech. Because that you make it more serious. His pshat is not just I told you to be my shlech. We're making a formal kinyan on the transaction of the minui shlechus. You are appointing me to be a shlech. It's a serious thing. We're doing a kinyan to make sure it's serious, right? What? Some says a hiddur to pay him also for that to make him your work. There's a real thing to do that. In halacha, there's a real thing. No, it's also halachically, it's better. Because then he's like paying to your worker.
To make it a real
it's like a pile.
How come some rabbis require you to like list all what your chametz is, and some just say?
I mean, generally.
Because you want to make it as serious as possible.
But is it a halachic requirement to list all?
Well, I'll get to that. Okay, hold on. Let me get to that. So exactly. So Lamaisa, the halach is like this. If Lamaisa, you could not make a kinyan, if you didn't make a kinyan with the Rav, it's still a good shlichus. So therefore, Moshe says the ikar thing is the harsha is just that you told him he's your shliach to sell the chametz for you. Verbal. So therefore, if you do it on the phone or like you're saying, whatever, I mean, I don't recommend that for other reasons, but if you're doing it, well, because you don't know who the guy is.
No, you do it by email, right to the rug.
Right? It doesn't make any sense. For all you know, this guy is telling you he's going to sell. He's walking away with
Let's say we have to do it on OU.com. They know it's the rabbi. They're saying the rabbi of OU. I don't know.
I hear.
I think that's what he does, though. H.com.
Okay.
So no, they could probably do texting and email.
You can sell your helmets online. Seems so
lovely.
You
can sell it earlier.
Right. You put it so there's another problem. Now this is where you come. Now this is where it comes in. So also, as I'm saying, so online or on the phone, you're missing out on the Kenyan Soda. So therefore, you're losing out on that extra seriousness of the Mina Shlichus. It's just on the phone. Now, but the Evid, the
Maisa. Online is pretty serious.
I know.
You can buy things.
Yeah, but you're not buying or selling it. You're just telling him he's my Shlich to sell it. Then he's going to go and sell it. But you didn't actually sell it online. You just made him a Shlich
online.
So, It's not lechatchila. Maisa, last year, so a few people called me mamish like a day before Pesach. They're already on the way to Orlando, and like I guess they thought they're just going to Orlando for vacation. They didn't realize they're going for Pesach, so they like whoops! I need that. It happens to be it's like Erev Pesach when I'm going, but like you know, so I'm trying to figure out like why they're serving the matzah. So they like didn't realize that it's Pesach's coming. So he calls me like halfway to Orlando. Like I didn't clean my house. I didn't do anything. I didn't even sell my chometz. So like, what should I do? So did you clean? Clean. Clean for what?
So
what? So but can I sell the chometz? So you know, mice. It's very. It's whatever. Besides the fact, everything else. Mice. You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to just sell the whole house and get out of bedikas chometz because then. You're not doing the Tekanas Chazal of doing B'dikas Chometz. And it's much less serious also.
You can do where you are.
Right. Do what where you're going?
B'dika.
Right, yeah, I know, but Lamaisi, your house is where you live. You should do B'dika there.
I'm going the whole place out.
The best way to do it is to either one room or you check the house. You know, pretty basically in a way that there's no real chometz there. Why do you not have to? Why do you have to avoid doing bedika? What's the big deal? Do bedika. How long is it going to take you?
You need to clean your house once a year, huh?
Yeah, you clean your house like you clean for Shabbos.
Exactly.
You sweep around and you do bedika in the entire house. Why do you have to do one room? Just do the whole house. Sell the furniture. Sell the closet. Sell the furniture. So you know, sell all the furniture in the closet. All you have to check is the floor space. So check it.
Well, what's the problem? I'm leaving before Pesach. I check it 2 days before Pesach, 3 days before Pesach.
The night before you leave.
Even if it's not the Bidika night?
If it's within 30 days, the night before you leave. What?
Can I make a bracha?
No.
It's
Shlo Bizmani.
Maybe it's better to make a bracha for my father that's rent the room.
That's beside the point. You should do it also. But Lamais is like this. So, no, no 10 pieces. So, yeah, I saw that. Oh, no, I didn't see that.
How do you do that?
Zochen Lodin Shlo
I guess.
Yeah, but it's not so clear that's called Zochen. Yeah, but yeah, I saw the question. Now,
that's like a line on the ropes there.
This guy calls me halfway to Orlando, so I had to send him a shtar.
Right.
Write the shtar up. Tell me where your chometz is. Send it back, and then be man on the phone. But Lamaisa is not really. And also, okay, this is another thing. So now, the other two points I want to say. So Lamaisa, what about what you said? Is that if you have to tell the guy where it is? And more importantly, does the guy have to have access to getting the chametz?
Yes.
So the Mishnah Berurah is very clear that it's much more lechatchila, the whole mechira, if the guy has access to the chametz. That means that the guy has to be able to, that means if you're home, so you could just write on the shtar your address and say all the chametz in my house, and then I'm home. Whenever the guy wants it, I'll be home, he can contact me. But if a guy's going away the whole yomtiv, okay, he goes away. He doesn't leave a key with anybody. And he sells the house to the guy, so what type, why is the guy doesn't have access to the chametz? So Mishnah Berurah says, B'chiyai Gavra, he says, it's almost a lashon, he says that even with the Yavin it doesn't work.
So how does it work? You sell the corner?
It's very serious. What? Why not? Are you home or you're not home? Are you home or you're not home? If you're home, he has access. If you're not home, so Taka, on the star that I use, for example, yeah, you have to say, where can this key be found?
And in Israel, Rav Shlomot has a story.
Yeah, I heard about it last year.
You have to give the key.
Yeah, sure.
You have to give the guy the key.
And the guy went in?
Machmir, they put it in a big storage place. Everybody put all their booze, everything in there, and they gave the Arab the key, and he came to the place and took everything and left.
Okay, good.
So I guess the hero worked.
He has to pay for it.
He has to pay and go chase that.
Why go chase that?
I like that. It pretty makes it pretty real.
I always thought it was a little bit of a scam.
Well, that was the first part of the share, that issue. but the point is,
if I leave the combination,
the maestro, you leave a combination, or you tell the Rav where the key is going to be, or whatever.
His number and give him the key.
So all those things. So the maestro, that way. So the maestro, but that all those things as a way. So the Mishabura is like, it's more than just making it real. He sounds like the Kenyan is really totally. And that the guy has access to it. So this guy, I was like trying to ask him, how is the guy going to get into the house? You're halfway to Orlando, you know, how's he going to get in? So you have to make sure that there's a way to.
Somebody.
Well, there's a key under the flower pot. And,
oh, that's good.
Saying,
that works. That works.
You can just try it back.
What do I do? I sell it.
I was there and facing
so
hours.
You should give someone the, give the Rav the key. And then right on the star,
your brothers or father, no one has a key to your house.
So what does it help if they have a key?
He's writing it down. He's saying on his star. You can say where you keep it.
Who has it?
Yeah.
Who, I don't know what star. What I know every Rav does it differently. But I'm saying, but this.
You have a star here.
This way would be what?
Do you have a star here?
No, I can bring one in, but I don't have one here. Okay. Now. That seems to be poshut, that if you sell the chametz and then you go ahead and you pretend that you never sold it, it kind of showing us that it's like not real, right? Now the only thing is that Reb Moshe says, so what about the stores? You have these stores that are Jewishly owned. I don't know which stores in this part of the country are Jewishly owned, but if you have your Jewishly owned stores and they do a mechiras chametz, but then they go ahead and they keep on selling the chametz all Pesach. So then you go back into the store, and after Pesach, you wanna buy your chametz from there. Why? Because it's Jewishly owned store, but do a mechiras chametz. A lot of these small, you know, grocery stores. I don't mean mamash small like the firm ones. I mean you know, like not huge chains like Publix, but like you know smaller ones. They're owned by. I remember we had one when I was growing up, and he sold the chametz. He sat with, you know, through the vat or whatever. He sold the chametz, and then he went ahead and sold did anyway. And did business anyway. And did business anyway. So does that show that the mechira is useless? And the mechira is useless, and his chametz is still chametz shavar lav pesach. He can't use it.
Was that a Jew?
Fry a Jew. He's selling chametz to non-Jews on Pesach.
No. He sold the chametz through the with the rabbi before Pesach. And then on Pesach, he's still selling the chametz.
Which means that he lied to
what's
the rabbi
doing?
And he stole it from him, basically. He stole the money.
So Reb Moshe says that he sold the chametz to the guy, and then he's a goslin.
Right.
He stole from the guy back, and he's doing business. Probably.
Yeah.
Maisa, this happens. This happens every year. So Maisa, it's a printed tshuva in Igros Moshe that Moshe says it's mutter.
It's not called chametz and pesach.
Yeah, it's not called. Now it doesn't mean you're allowed to do that lechatchila. Obviously, firstly, not allowed to be nana from chametz and pesach. What?
The sale was a good sale. The guy didn't have a good
because it's a good sale.
He did the right thing.
It's a sale. Technically speaking, all the technical parts of the sale were done. And now he went ahead and stole from the guy and did business with the guy's stuff.
There's no Gemara's stuff.
Still, he was.
The guy didn't have intent to sell.
What?
This guy didn't.
So if you're going to go with the Bechor Shur that we started off with, that the whole Mechir's Chametz is Tali and Bittel, obviously this guy's not being Mevatel anything. Right, that's for sure. I mean, this guy's sitting there with his, you know, everything in his store. But and that's not the minute in Kleisel anyway. What?
Because if he knew, he wasn't.
It's not called being Mevatel. That's for sure now. You want to say it's called Mechir, it's called Mechir, but it's not called a Bittel. That's for sure that it's not called it's not called a Bittel.
ShopRite's on wage.
What?
ShopRite.
Is that true?
Yeah, man, it's always the big hack and link with
it. Distributors.
Oh, ShopRite.
Yeah, like one of the partners
like
is ShopRite.
Like Total Wine Jewish. And Liquor's on by a joke.
Is it really?
Distributors to all.
Which one?
Total Wine and Liquor. They're owned by a Jew. How do you have a
company?
Why
should you have
a buy? Ashley's not.
Maybe Ashley's.
Many people do, even Zone. Big stores do that.
ShopRite does.
Many of the big stores do it.
Yeah, and the stuff's aged, you're saying. Okay.
No, ShopRite's owned by a Jew. one of the partners of
Friday. So I should never be allowed to buy hot,
I mean, liquid hot.
Unless you take, unless you have to know how long it takes them to restock the shelves, but Lachara takes a long time.
Someone brings
you
a bottle of
schnapps
after Pesach.
No, that's the stuff
that
they're
abundant
or whatever.
So like,
what?
They make a machine. That's exactly the same. They have some sort of an agreement.
Why can Navar? You mean ask the guy? Even that, it's a suffix. I mean,
what's the
issue? Really? I'm sure those labor guys are not even. I'm sure they're not. What
is
the issue? Look, eating chametz is not so. It's a knas. The Rabbanan fined that gave you a fine. That any chametz which you kept over Pesach, you're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Or any chametz that any Jew kept over Pesach, you're not allowed to eat either.
And that's certainly not as strong as
either. Obviously, it's only Drabanan. But still, it's also. So therefore, anything which is on now, the Lemaisa, Ramosha Sternbach writes, and Taka, and the star that I have, I think it says there, is that also any stock that you own in a company that trades in chametz, you should include in the Mechira. Yeah, because if you own stock in a company, so that means that you have partial ownership. You have partial ownership
over. Right, you're selling to him at that stock price that day.
Right. Now,
that's like options. That's like you're buying an option. He's buying an options contract from you.
Not really. He's buying the stock.
Now, yeah, but he never changed hands. It's like he has the right to buy. Or does he have to?
No, he bought it. Why mean didn't change hands? How does stock ever change hands?
Same file as you've got.
He's not giving you the money.
He's going to give you the money after Pesach. And then it's he like can't afford it. The way we set up the Mechira is like this, okay? So you're curious to make sure. How do you know that you're going to get your chametz back? Because the way we set up the Mechira is, let's say you total up all the chametz that all the people in the community own is worth $20,000. So you go to the chametz, you go to the guy, and you say, okay, here's all the stars, here's $20, give me $20. Now, you can't buy it for $20. It's a total joke. So you tell the guy, listen, make a down payment now. You pay me $20 now, and you'll pay me the other $19,980 after Pesach. We'll work it out. Now, you don't say, I'll deny that I'm going to pay you after Pesach, because then if he doesn't pay you, the whole thing's bottle retroactively. So you don't want to say, I'll deny. So you don't say unconditional. It's an unconditional sale that you're buying it for me for $20,000, but just make a down payment of $20. Now, usually you give him the $20 beforehand. So he walks into
By the way, this is a gift.
He walks into the room and you give him $20. You may need this later.
So out of all the haramas that we talked about, that might be the worst one. I don't know why we're allowed to do that.
No, it's a
matana.
It's just to get him
into the door. It's just to get him into the door.
Paying first time. Yeah,
so
30 minutes,
so
that's correct.
So fine. Then the guy is okay. Then you tell him after Pesach we'll work it out. Right. After Pesach we'll work it out. You come to him after Pesach with a major shtar chayv that the guy owes you $19,980. So he says, I want the rest of the money. So he says, I'm kind of short on the money. Yeah. So you tell the guy. What are you planning? How are you planning on paying this? So the guy says, I was really supposed to pay. Yeah, of course you're supposed to pay. He didn't want to joke. You owe me the money. So he says, well, then I want to go back on the sale. No, mekach tois. We're not going to do mekach tois. I don't want to retreat because then the chametz is batel and mafreya. So I don't want to do retroactive. So
to buy back your rights.
So the guy says, okay. So the rabbi says, but I know you have an asset that's worth $20,000. What's the asset? All the chametz. So if you want, you can give me the asset that's worth $20,000 for, and I'll be moichel, or that's how you pay me back. You'll pay me back the choiv with the $20,000 of shavah kesef. What? With the inventory. So now you get it all back.
Buyback.
By the time the second year rolls around, he knows the chav. But But yeah, I remember I was with a guy, I was with someone Motzi Pesach, and he was calling a rav, and he was calling the guy, and he says, okay, so you owe me the money. So he says, oh really? Okay, I have to let me figure out how I'm getting to get all the cash. I have to call.
You got
people.
Very nervous. Says, got
no,
very
no,
nervous.
No! Don't give me the cash.
Is this not always once? You know, in other words, was there ever a time where people really got rid of all their comments?
Yeah, that's what I was saying earlier. It's clear from the story, from the Chayadam and whatever, is that it was really made originally. Everyone got rid of the chametz. No one sold their chametz to the guy. They don't store anything. Where they have storage for this stuff? The only thing that it was the wholesalers that produced schnapps. That was their parnasa. That they couldn't get rid of it. That the chachamim made up this, enacted this thing for them. Not for every guy to sell his 3/4 of a box of noodles that he didn't finish.
So that sell their chametz. I mean, don't sell anything.
Now,
everything.
That's how you now. The only thing is like this. The thing is, we just discussed in the beginning of the shiur, what's the process, how the guy is kind of the chametz from you. The shaila is, what about being kind of back from the guy? What about when you want to be, you tell the guy on the phone, okay, remember that chametz you said that you owe me the $19,000, so give me back the inventory, okay, it's yours, done, click. What do you mean done? You have to go through all the kinyanim again.
Right?
So the Bir Halacha says you have to go through all the kinyanim again, because if you're not kinyaning it back, then it shows that the whole thing was a joke.
I thought he's giving it to you for.
Yeah, but how are you getting it from him?
You gotta make a kinyan.
He has to be. You have to kinyan it back.
Show it serious.
No, why kinyan
it? Oh, so we can be kinyaning back.
He's giving it to you because he couldn't pay you for it.
Yeah, but he's got to give it to me. So I don't see it. Where is he giving it to me?
He's not picking it up in hand.
I own that room that you have in your house.
But where?
Here's the room.
So a guy can tell you, I own the Brooklyn Bridge. It's yours. Where's the Kenyan? You got to do something.
It's got to be something.
So you have formal Kenyan. So is it enough? So you could say the Schiris is bottle. After 7 days, you're only soicher for 7 days, so the schiris of the karka is bottom. Each yid is kind of back his thing with kinyan chatzar. So that would pretty much work. For the stocks and stuff like that, that's not in the chatzar, that would be a little more, you need to figure out how you're being kind of back.
Stock are you referring to?
Stock that's traded in the chametz in a company that owns chametz.
He's got stock in a liquor factory, in a beer factory, in a cereal.
You don't know. You have money in a mutual fund. For all you know, the mutual fund invests in the mutual fund. They take your money and they invest it in General Mills.
Okay, so.
So now you own your own money and your own Cheerios.
I would get much more leads if I own General Mills. If I own General Mills, I would get a lot more leads. I would say if you own a lot of McDonald's, or that's probably a different channel, but a lot of a real hummus, then maybe that's different. I own a lot of Krispy Kreme. It's making product on Pesach.
It's so
much different.
What?
Owning stock in a public company that makes hummus?
Could be.
Put it on a list. Bro, you should ask for a list of that.
Yeah.
Beach, it's a couple Dunkin' Donuts.
Who?
Oh, that's a good time.
Yeah.
Yes, it's kosher Miami.
It has to be.
So he sells it to a guy, obviously.
Come on,
Shabbos. He sold it to. He probably sold to a guy for every Shabbos, also, for that matter. So he probably. How you sell to a guy. Also, it's Nogea is like this. Trying to think of which way is it Nogea? Yeah. Okay. That may not be such a. Okay. That's different. If you're in a different time zone, you have to work out. If you're in a different time zone than where you sold your chametz, okay. Let's say you're going to California, okay. If you're going to California for Pesach, okay. So the Rav is buying it back. the Rav buys back the chametz after Pesach, for you it's still Pesach. So when the Rav is buying the chametz back from the goy, you for you it's still Pesach. So right?
Yeah. So what do you do?
No, so it's a shtickle issue. The only thing is, it is that it could be that he can't be your shliach to buy back, because. Well, yeah, because it's your aver, yeah. Now, Lemaisa, you never heard. Did you ever make the shli when you pick up the pen or whatever with the rav? You never heard him say, "You're making me your shliach to sell the chometz and rent the places where the chometz is found." Right? Did he ever say, "And buy back the chometz for you"?
No.
You never said that, right? So why don't you have to say and buy back the chametz for you?
Because you don't talk about buying back at that time. Because it's the same.
Not talking about buying back.
That's cool. Okay, so Lemaisa, but how's he your shliach then?
Can you when you buy it back?
So how's he talking to your shliach?
Because when he goes to collect the money for you.
So I don't think you have to worry so much that the guy's going to run away with the chametz, but maybe the rabbi's going to run away with the chametz. What?
Make sure that he cleans up when he picks everything back.
I know. So what?
You want your money back?
Meaning I'm your shliach to
collect. You're the agent.
Meaning I got to get you back the money. So the money is your chametz.
Yeah.
You're the syndicator.
He couldn't produce the money.
Well, not that he couldn't produce the money. He produced the money just in the form of the chametz. Yeah. Because if you say that he couldn't produce the chametz, then the money, then the sale is bottle. You don't want to make the sale bottle. Right. Could the rav give you back someone else's chametz? Probably could theoretically.
It depends. If he's got better chametz than I do. Yeah. Depends who kind of
Okay, anyway, so bottom line is we're not coming to Mefakbik on Minig of Klai, so everyone should do it according to their Minig. Just everyone should understand exactly what goes involved into the whole Mechiras. You know, Lemaisa, the Chasam Sefer brings up a whole different problem in the Tshuva, a whole different problem with the Mechiras Chametz. Not that the fact, you know, till now we're saying that the Yid is not taking it seriously, he's just trying to get out of it. He says, you know who's not taking it seriously? The Goy. Because the Goy thinks that this is just the ceremony. You hire me once a year to put up your sukkah, you hire me once a year to do this thing with the chametz, but you're not really selling it. He just thinks that it's ceremonial.
And you sell
it every day. So the Goy, the Goy doesn't have das machne. The guy doesn't have das to be koine. That's the chasam sofer's problem. So he says, I don't care if the guy doesn't have das to be koine, because as long as I have das to get that in my shoes, it's enough. I don't care if he owns it or not. But bottom line is, I tried to sell it.
I don't.
So even if it's even as long as I don't have it, it doesn't make a difference that he does have it.
Nobody.
It's like how, because he says something like that. Yeah.
Nobody's suspicious.
But anyway, that's the chasam sofer. So anyway, but bottom line is. Everyone should do according to their minhag in Mechiras Chametz.